Can you just take a second? Because I've been hearing a little bit about that. There was something that came out at ASCO, so you just brought it up. It sounds like it's promising. What do we know about it?
Well, so it's another gene rearrangement. It's a gene which is normally dormant. It's turned on by a gene rearrangement, bringing in the promoter of something else. The companies, I think, have recognized that this is pretty rare. I mean, it's probably about 1% of lung cancer, but there's a smattering of 1s and 2% across a whole range of cancers. And so it may be one of the first drugs that gets a truly molecularly specific license that's agnostic of histology. So the data they presented, which had a 70-plus percent response rate, was across a whole range of different tumor types, but they all had the same gene rearrangement.
It kind of reminds me, I mean, there was just the approval, you know, in terms of the checkpoint inhibitor in MSI-high,
yeah,
whatever. I guess that's sort of a, was that Pembro? I don't forget which one
it was. Pembro, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we just saw, I think for the first time, the approval in MSI-high cancers, regardless of site, colon, endometrium, whatever, the approval of pembrolizumab. So you're saying maybe the TRK thing kind of might go down that road, but it does occur in lung cancer.
It does. In fact, probably NTRK rearrangements are probably more common than MSI-high in lung cancer. MSI-high is fantastically rare in lung cancer.
I would imagine so. But anyhow, so just getting back to the pragmatics. Okay, so to me, from what I've heard from you all, you got to rule out those seven things. You can make an argument. I mean, we're seeing investigators use anti-BRAF therapy first line.
Yep.
Crizotinib for Medexon 14 first line. And obviously the others that preceded ALK, EGFR, and ROS1. But again, now the TPS comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.